91X News.
It's minus 15 and mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Jose de Barros. A $1.8 million milestone was reached by Quinty's United Way this year. The local charity announced the achievement during their annual celebration held at the Empire Theater in Belleville last night. Fundraising surpassed last year's $1.6 million by 10%. Judy Gilbert is the United Way Executive Director.
It's going to give us an opportunity to create some additional streams of funding, whether or not it be for youth or organizational development for our agencies and those types of things. So we're really pleased to have some additional money.
The event included recognizing individuals and many workplaces for their outstanding contributions. The number of deaths on highways has more than doubled less than 1 month into 2012 compared to the same time last year. That is according to statistics provided by the Ontario Provincial Police. So far, there have been 17 deaths on an OPP-patrolled highway so far this year, much more than last year at this time when there were 8 deaths. The OPP are saying that they will put out all their resources and enforce laws by gathering information, all while teaching drivers to drive safe. The OPP is also reminding drivers that it is important to change driving behavior to the weather conditions recently. Ontario's Air Ambulance Service says the Health Ministry's Emergency Health Services Branch is investigating 13 incidents related to air ambulance transports. Orange says the ministry also told the agency that in 3 of these cases, the regional coroner will be provided with a copy of the report. Health Minister Deb Matthews cleaned house at the agency last week after months of controversy surrounding its questionable business practices, posh headquarters, and high executive salaries. Meantime, Premier Dalton McGuinty is pleading for patience while his government investigates, not confirming reports that his government is probing several deaths involved with the service. Concerns over health impacts and quality of life issues relating to wind turbines are dividing communities, says the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. The Federation is calling on the province to suspend further development of wind farms. President Mark Wales says farm families and rural residents must be protected in the development of wind farms. In Prince Edward County, there has been much discussion over the wind farm proposed for Ostrander Point. Prince Edward Hastings MPP Todd Smith is organizing an event to address the residents' concerns. Smith says this is long overdue.
There's been no real public consultation already in this process. It makes sense for the public to actually have a say, and we want to ensure that the words actually do get sent to the minister's office here at Queen's Park.
The event is at St. Andrew's Church in Picton on February the 2nd at 6 p.m. Agriculture Minister Gary Ritz is expected to confirm today that South Korea is resuming imports of Canadian beef. Imports were suspended 8 years ago because of Canada's first case of mad cow disease. Late last month, Ritz said South Korea had taken a big step towards allowing the resumption of imports. Prior to the ban, South Korea was Canada's fourth largest beef market. Statistics Canada says inflation fell sharply last month. Consumer prices for major items like gas, food, cars, and clothing moved lower. The annual rate dropped 0.6 of a point lower to 2.3%. The price at the pump saw the steepest decline, with the year-over-year growth falling to 7.6% from 13.5% in November, as prices plunged 3% in 1 month. The Russian embassy in Ottawa denies that 4 of its staffers have been expelled from Canada. Reports say it's related to the case of Sub-Lieutenant Jeffrey DeLille, a Canadian Navy officer accused of passing secrets to a foreign power. The Russian embassy says the staffers were merely rotated to new posts after their tour of duty in Ottawa came to an end. DeLille is in custody in Halifax, where he's due in court in 5 days. There are concerns that the cruise ship grounded off the coast of Italy may be on the verge of sinking. Reporter Chris Como of ABC has details.
Search and rescue has been suspended because of shifting inside the ship. May be a function of too much weight. This ship was never designed to support itself on its side. Also, fears about the weather. A new Italian word enters our vocabulary, maestrale, which means a northwest wind that many here fear could blow the ship off its current ledge and have it swept away into the sea, losing its fuel tanks and causing an environmental disaster.
11 people have been confirmed dead and 21 people are still missing. It was a feisty finish to the CNN Republican presidential debate in Charleston, South Carolina. Newt Gingrich was asked a question about his second ex-wife, Marianne Gingrich, who tells ABC News she rejected his request for an open marriage. Gingrich is denying he ever asked his ex-wife for such an arrangement, and he angrily denounced the moderator of last night's debate for even raising the issue. Newt Gingrich should be poised to deliver a stunning setback to Republican presidential frontrunner Mitt Romney, surpassing him in a handful of polls with just one day until the crucial South Carolina primary. With the Republicans fighting amongst themselves, President Obama must be happy enough to sing love songs. I'm not kidding, he did. Obama went from U.S. Commander-in-Chief to Crooner-in-Chief during an appearance at New York's Apollo Theater last night. He was thanking the performers who preceded him, including soul singer Al Green, when he began to sing the opening of Green's hit song, Let's Stay Together.
So in love with you.
Obama then noted that the Sandman hadn't come out, a reference to Sandman Slims, the tap dancer who chased unpopular acts off stage at the Apollo for decades. That's 91X News to 1206. Austin McKay has sports next.
I'm so hot and so thirsty.
Gateway Brewing Company to the rescue!
Quinte's best microbrewery, Gateway Brewing Company, invites you to their all-new tap room. Stop in for a freshly brewed beer and some terrific conversation. In a hurry? No problem. Gateway Brewing has beer to go. The cost is less than what you're used to, and the taste simply can't be beat. No additives, no preservatives, just great-tasting, affordable beer.
This refreshing moment brought to you by Gateway Brewing Company and Loyalist Brewers. 33 Ontario Street, Trenton, across from Price Chopper. Call 394-1010.
Good afternoon. I'm Austin McKay with 91X Sports. Starting off is the follow-up on some sad news that broke early last night. The CEO of Canadian Freestyle Ski Association says the entire team is mourning the loss of four-time Winter X Games champion Sarah Burke. The resident of Squamish died yesterday, less than 2 weeks after rupturing an artery in her brain after crashing during a training run in Utah on January 10th. Peter Judge has more.
Sarah was always a very tenacious girl. She was always one to stand in the face of adversity and say, why not? And I think her spirit will live on through her teammates once they're able to collect themselves and get organized and relive that spirit and open that spirit up. But she, again, you know, she was one that always stood out and said, why can't we do this? How can we do this?
A fund has been set up to offset the medical costs incurred by Sarah Burke. Burke was on life support for most of her time in hospital. She was only 29 years old. Now, the Picton Pirates and the rest of the Junior B will have the night off to rest as there are no games tonight. They probably did that since 8 games are in Junior A. The Wellington Dukes face Whitby Fury in an East Division showdown. The two teams are separated by only 4 points in the standings. The Belleville Bulls also have the night off, but they resume play tomorrow night when they host 2012 potential first-rounder Radek Faska. Some big news in coming out of the NFL. The St. Louis Rams will play a regular season game in London in each of the next 3 seasons, facing the New England Patriots in 2012. The NFL said Friday the Rams and Patriots will play on October 28th at Wembley Stadium, the 6th year in a row the league will play a regular season game in the British capital. The NFL first played at Wembley in 2007 with the New York Giants beating the Miami Dolphins 13-10. Since then, 7 other teams have visited Britain, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers making the trip twice. The Bucs returned this season, losing to Chicago 24-18 in October. The first time the Wembley game has not been a sellout. If Tampa Bay and Chicago can't sell out, why would they send St. Louis at all? And for the next 3 years, let's hope Old England has a bunch of New England fans. The best? Keep beating the rest. Second seed Rafael Nadal beat Lucas Lacco, and third seed Roger Federer advanced with a win over Ivo Karlovic. Canadian Milos Raonic plays his third round match early tomorrow evening. The Oklahoma City Thunder are locking up one of their top young players to a long-term deal. Reports indicate All-Star guard Russell Westbrook has agreed to a 5-year deal worth $80 million U.S. Oklahoma City, already one of the best NBA teams in the Western Conference, now have Westbrook, All-Star small forward Kevin Durant, NBA champion Kendrick Perkins, and breakout star James Harden all locked up to the end of the 2012-2014 season. Send us your team or league scores over email to sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Back to Josie DeBarros with 91x weather.
Today, sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, a high of minus 7. Tonight will be cloudy, snow beginning late this evening, and the amount of snow to fall will be 2 to 4 centimeters, a low of minus 8. And Saturday, snow ending in the morning and then clearing, a high of minus 3. At 12:09, it's minus 15 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. newsfm.fm. I'm Jose DeBarros with Austin Mackay. News is next at 1 o'clock.